Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Health Matters with Fred Bottomer on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me again today. I really do appreciate it. Hope you're having a great weekend. Lots to talk about today, including a new local coronavirus vaccine trial for people with severe allergies and a look at the impact of the pandemic on the mental health of our teens and adolescents. But first, let's get started the way we always do with our co-host, Dr. Fred Buchold. Dr. Buchold is a SLU care general internist at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital. Dr. Buchold, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
This past week, we heard of St. Louis City and St. Louis County pretty much opening up a lot of their restrictions. What do you think about it, and what can we do now?
Well, I think it's good the fact that we're actually talking about this and instead of restrictions. As I said many times before, I'm glad I don't have to make these policy decisions. I will say, certainly the rates are certainly down. I think the hospitalizations in the region are down. The vaccination percentages aren't probably, I think, what I would have hoped for, but they're decent. So I think it's a decent idea to kind of start to liberalize this. It kind of seems we went from 0 to 60 rather quickly, but I don't know what it's like for businesses and how much they're hurting and how much they need to have kind of things, the restrictions lifted so that they can survive. So I recognize there's more than just a public health issue here. So it sounds like, basically the restrictions are 100% capacity. So there's no limitation on how many people can be in a restaurant or bar. The 6-foot distance is still, kind of a mandate. So I think that leaves some logistical issues I think businesses will have to figure out. But I take it as there's a few less restrictions that they have to do or adhere to in order to keep their business open. And, I think time will tell of how that works and what different places do. I think it's a decision that I understand. I don't want to say I agree or disagree with it. I think that discussion and decision was coming, going to be coming at some point this spring. So here we are, and let's see how it goes. And I certainly hope the numbers stay what they are and that people continue to get their vaccinations. That's really the crux for success in this.
Dr. Buchold, how should vaccinated parents navigate this summer with their unvaccinated kids? What can you do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. That's something that I've discussed with my wife. I've said before, I've got 4 children. We're trying to make this decision about whether or not to send them to camps or to other kind of summer activities, which I think is important both for the kids and I think for my wife's sanity as well. While I'm slaving away at work, so I think a couple things. One is that for kids above the age of 12. The Pfizer vaccine is now probably going to be available here pretty soon. So I would certainly recommend getting your children vaccinated. I believe I said this before in the show. My daughter was part of that trial, my oldest daughter. I'm reasonably confident she got the vaccine just kind of based on some of infection patterns in her school. She tolerated really well and she's doing fine. So I'm sure it's going to be safe for children. Or at least children above the age of 12, not younger eventually. But I think sending your kids to activities, I think you just want to know what the plans are. So I think it's reasonable to kind of you know, have them go to things like camps. I think we'll probably go ahead and send our kids to overnight camp for a week or two. But I want to make sure they have protocols and a communication process in place. If you know, there is an outbreak, you know, what is their plan to do? How do they separate or isolate, you know, say a cabin or something like that? If it's a day camp, you know, in a region, what's the plan? You know, what's their safety protocols in place? I'm not looking for draconian things. I'm just looking to see if, like, somebody's just paying attention, or is it just, you know, just carte blanche and they're just doing whatever. I just would like to see, you know, some degree of responsibility by the people running the camp, and most would be. But then the other thing, we've started to let our kids, we've expanded our circle a little bit of what our kids, who our kids are playing with. They're doing a little bit more activities with their friends, and I think that's important. And so far, we're going to have hiccups with that, but that's to be expected. And I think it's just really depending on what your comfort level is as a parent, and, you know, what your comfort level is with the other parents involved. And then, you know, how important it is you think your kids need, or how important you think it is for your kids to socialize. And I think that's a really important point for, you know, children as they develop to interact with their peers.
Dr. Buchholz, thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. Appreciate it as always.
Dr. Fred Buchholz is a SLU care general internist at SSM Health, St. Louis University Hospital. There's a new COVID-19 study getting underway at St. Louis University involving people with severe allergic reactions. Here to talk with us about it is the principal investigator of the study, SLU Care's Dr. Mark Dykwitz. Dr. Dykwitz is chief of allergy at St. Louis University School of Medicine. He's a professor of internal medicine and a SLU Care allergist. Dr. Dykwitz, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
So tell us about this new trial.
The trial is sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases under Dr. Tony Fauci. There are 30 centers approximately across the country that have been chosen to conduct the study. And what we're doing is we're looking at highly allergic patients to see, number one, if they are more at risk for developing severe allergic reactions to the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. And then if they do, we do lab samples to examine what the basis or the mechanism for that would be. We're also recruiting some patients who don't have allergies for comparison. Patients would come in and they would get in a very supervised environment with me and the allergy and vaccine team present. They would get the standard vaccines, although they could be randomized to at first receive a placebo shot, but then there would be a 90-minute wait period afterwards just to be doubly sure that should anybody have any allergic reactions, they would be there in the supervised clinic so that we could take care of things right away. I think in terms of who would be particularly interested in this trial, it would be people who've been hesitant because of concerns of allergic reactions to receive vaccines in some settings. And also some people are being rejected by places once they check off on a questionnaire that they have a history of allergies to foods or medications or vaccines. And those patients might be able to qualify for getting the vaccines in our trial.
What do you hope to find? What's the goal?
We're trying to look at who is at increased risk for the allergic reactions, and then also to understand, should they occur, what's really going on. It doesn't seem to be standard allergic mechanisms having to do with, for instance, allergic antibody. And so we feel that with that increased understanding that will come from this large national study, we'll be able to predict who might be at increased risk and maybe even figure out ways that could reduce or minimize the risk for reactions.
What's the basic protocol right now for people with severe allergies and the COVID-19 vaccine?
The CDC would recommend that people who have a history of severe allergies would wait for 30 minutes in a healthcare setting rather than the standard 15 minutes. There are certain types of allergies, something called polyethylene glycol, that are actually contraindications to getting the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine, and actually would be a contraindication for this trial. In those cases, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be an alternative.
What do you do if a patient has a severe reaction during your trial?
If a severe allergic reaction such as anaphylaxis, which can be potentially life-threatening, develops, we immediately give epinephrine and other medications as needed to control the reaction.
So if you have a history of a severe allergic reaction to some things, this would be a good chance to actually get the vaccine in a controlled setting.
Right. And in fact, the setting that we've prepared is, I think, about as safe as you can have, because we are not only having our full team with allergists and vaccine specialists there, but in worst-case scenario, we're even adjacent to the hospital, which, of course, we would never anticipate we would need, but it's good to know that it's there.
If people want more information about this trial, what do they need to do?
They could either call 314-977-6333 or email vaccine@slu.edu.
Dr. Dykewitz, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Fred.
Dr. Mark Dykewitz is a SLU Care allergist, the chief of allergy at St. Louis University School of Medicine, and the principal investigator of this new study. Coming up next on Health Matters, we'll talk about the mental health of our teens and adolescents. This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. You're listening to Health Matters on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to Health Matters with Fred Bottomer on KMOX.
We've been seeing a lot of stories lately about the impact of the pandemic on the mental health of young people. Here to talk with us about that is Amy Kincevich. Amy is the manager of behavioral health services at SSM Health DePaul Hospital. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what are you seeing there with behavioral health services at SSM Health?
So we are seeing that the COVID-19 pandemic has been especially hard on our children and teens, just as difficult as it has been on adults. The stress of getting the virus, the isolation from friends, disruption of their routines, and not getting to participate in school and activities has really been a struggle for them over the last year.
What sort of symptoms are they coming in with?
So a lot of the teens and adolescents are coming in with increased depressive symptoms, increased anxiety, and unfortunately, because of that, we are seeing a lot of self-harming behaviors and an increase in suicidal ideation or suicide attempts.
What should you be on the lookout for?
So parents should be on the lookout for any drastic changes in their children's normal behaviors. I often talk to parents about how difficult it is to distinguish between normal teen or adolescent brooding behaviors and an actual, concerning behavior. So I think what's really important is to just watch for any changes. And if you have concerns, to go to your teen. A lot of times our kiddos are nervous to even open up to us or to come to us with their problems. So if you really open those lines of communication up with them, then that will help to understand how they're feeling and where they're coming from.
And when should you seek help?
You should seek help immediately. We see a wide variety of adolescents and children in our behavioral health urgent care and who are calling our phone line for resources. And we see parents who maybe are just looking to talk through their child's situation or get some feedback on what the next steps are. We see parents who bring their children directly to the urgent care for an assessment. So really, whenever you start to get concerned or you see a change in behavior that is impacting their daily life, then you should start reaching out for help.
Amy, what are kids saying to you about the impact of the pandemic on them?
I think right now kids are very upset that they weren't brought into the conversations, for instance, about school. So we're talking in our adolescent outpatient program at DePaul a lot about how they feel invalidated. And when these adults, being the school board or doctors or anybody, parents are making decisions about what their lives are going to look like during the pandemic, they weren't brought into those conversations. And so that was hurtful. I think especially for instance, high school kids who are missing out on proms and graduations, again, that's an opportunity to validate their feelings and bring them into those conversations, and that's not always happening. So there's a lot of frustration and sadness there, and that's really what has been the most difficult for them.
Amy, tell us about the mental health services that are available through SSM Health.
So SSM Health has is actually the largest provider of behavioral health services in the state. We have new in August of 2020 our behavioral health urgent care that is a tremendous resource for teens and adolescents and their parents facing these challenges. The urgent care is the only one in the St. Louis region and is located on the campus of DePaul Hospital. It is a walk-in facility. There are no appointments necessary. And the really awesome thing about our urgent care is it's a one-of-a-kind collaboration with multiple community partners, and they are bringing together the clinical expertise of our behavioral health team at SSM, as well as the comprehensive support of our local mental health resources. So when you come to the urgent care, you're able to be assessed by a psychiatrist, by a therapist, by a nurse. But in the same token, we are giving you resources and we are scheduling your follow-up for your community support instead of discharging and not necessarily having any resources to connect to.
Amy, if people want more information, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. So they can go to our SSM Behavioral Health website. They can give us a call at the Behavioral Health Urgent Care. That number is 314-344-7200.
Amy, thanks a lot for your time again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Amy Koncevich is the Manager of Behavioral Health Services at SSM Health DePaul Hospital. And that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you want to hear parts of this show again, please log on to KMOX.com and look under the podcast section. Or you can download the Odyssey app and favorite KMOX. This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. Please join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Health Matters on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.